Previously on Secluded Thoughts.
Until you actually realize this and you start doing this, your life is not going to improve. It's not going to change. So listen very carefully. You need to take accountability for your life. Your life is not in anybody's hands, okay? If it feels like it's in somebody else's hands, it's because you put it there. You gave those people permission to have control over your life. Your life shouldn't be in anybody else's hands but God's. You know, if you're not religious, you know, just ignore that statement. But that's what I firmly believe. So you need to stop acting like things just happen to you because that's life. Or because this person decided to do A, B, and C, then this was the result on my life. That's just not how things work. Because here's the thing. Sometimes life isn't fair. Sometimes things happen that is, you know, kind of genuinely out of your control. Some things you can't really do much about. However, what you can always control is your attitude. Like, just because somebody does something negative or says something negative to you, that doesn't mean you need to always react in a negative way. And I know that's a lot easier said than done, believe me, because I have worked on this for months before finally getting to the point where I am now, where I don't let every negative thing that happens to me or every negative thing somebody says affect me. Like, sometimes, and y'all, let me just say this. Sometimes when people vent to you about certain things, or sometimes when people come to you and they're just negative, 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 half of the things that they are complaining about, sometimes it's because of their own actions or their own doing. Like, sometimes the things people are going through is because of them, really, for one reason or the other. Sometimes people just put themselves in those situations and it's not your job to get them out of it. You know, as a friend or whatever, you can, you know, support them, allow them to vent and different things like that. But you also have to create some balance and maintain your energy, because sometimes people put themselves in the positions that they end up in. And if they want to come and rant to you, you don't necessarily have to get upset or have to, you know, have your energy drained. And sometimes when people are being negative or nasty or mean towards you and other people, it's really because of themselves and something negative that may have happened in their life and ruined their mood. So they're passing that out on you. Now, you have a decision on whether or not you're going to let that affect you. And again, for the millionth time, I'm going to keep saying this. It's easier said than done. But I'm at a point in my life where if somebody wants to be negative around me, I can actually control whether or not I let that affect me. It really depends on what somebody is saying, because I'm not insensitive. I'm very empathetic. But I have set boundaries to where people usually check in with me before they vent, because I'm empathetic and I cannot allow a lot of negative energy. I cannot allow people to constantly complain to me, because that's literally going to, like seriously, I've had moments where my days were going amazing, my life was great, and because people around me were negative, it made me negative and it drained my energy. And I started feeling and acting like things were going wrong in my life, when in reality, things were going great. I was just surrounded by too much negative energy.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
So ever since I made this switch and I set those boundaries and I asked people to check in with me first to see if I have the mental capacity to deal with whatever they're about to tell me, that has helped a lot. And that's one of the things you can do. And when people tell you certain negative things, sometimes you really just have to assess why some people are going through the things that they are telling you about. And I say this because honestly, sometimes people put themselves in the situations that they end up in. And it's because they don't want to take accountability like you are going to do, right? They don't want to take accountability for their lives and their reactions to certain circumstances and situations. And they just let life happen to them versus taking control of it. And as a result of them being so lenient and so passive, they feel like everything affects them negatively. And then they try to transfer that energy to you, not intentionally. I don't think a lot of people intentionally try to be negative. I feel like it's just them feeling like they don't have a lot of control, or they don't have control over their lives. That's what frustrates them, and then they complain about it. But a lot of the times people put themselves in the situations that make them frustrated. So you have to make a conscious decision to not let that affect you, because if you let it affect you, I mean, what do you think is going to happen? They're putting themselves in a negative situation, right? Making bad decisions. And it's not a matter of judging them. Sometimes people genuinely don't know, but you can do your best to help them understand. But sometimes it's just out of your hand. Like people will grow and change when it's their time. You cannot use any amount of love and influence that you have or think you may have over them to force that process and make them grow up earlier than they are going to. You can't do that. The most you can do is support people and be there for them, but you have to set boundaries to protect your energy, and you just have to take accountability and encourage them to take accountability of their lives, because you cannot continue to allow that to affect you. So this is twofold in a sense that if you are on the receiving end, you can take accountability and not let that affect your mood, affect your energy, affect your day, affect your spirit, because you realize that it's not necessarily your cross to bear. And if you are on the giving end, if you are that person who is constantly negative because you feel like you always get the short end of the stick, you have to take accountability for the way you react to things, the way you let things affect you, and also the energy you put out there and you give to other people. Because law of attraction, people, what you put out there is what you're going to get back. So if you're constantly saying and doing negative things, that's exactly what you're going to attract, and it's going to just be a constant cycle of negativity. And if you keep saying that it's life and it's other people, then you are not taking control of your life, and you're just always going to feel like a victim. You have to take accountability and start controlling the way you react to things. Start setting boundaries. Do what you need to do for yourself and work on looking at things differently and not feeling like you're always a victim, because it's not about the other person. It's not about what happens to you. It's about how you react to it. It's about what you do about it. You cannot control other people, but you can control yourself. You don't have to be negative. You don't have to complain about things.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.